Tonight, the final debate. President Trump and Joe Biden facing off in Nashville. The candidates will now stand 12 feet apart on stage. And the new rule tonight, muting the mics during their two-minute answers, then opening both mics during open discussion. Joe Biden tonight saying he expects personal attacks from the president. The president hoping to turn around the polls. John Carl and Mary Bruce standing by. New reporting tonight after the alarming warning about election interference. U.S. authorities say Russia and Iran have obtained voter registration information and that Iran used that information to send threatening messages to some voters. Tonight, state and local elections officials have been warned to patch their systems. Pierre Thomas is standing by. The coronavirus in the U.S. surging across the South, the Midwest, across much of this country. Nearly 1,000 deaths in 24 hours for the first time since this summer. The major move tonight by the FDA, remdesivir becoming the first drug to receive full approval. The images from hospitals tonight in one ICU, four patients to a room. COVID patients flipped onto their stomachs to help them breathe. And tonight we have news on a passenger who died while on a flight. Medical authorities now say the 38-year-old passenger died from COVID. The evacuations tonight in Colorado, the wildfires, the sky turning orange, one fire exploding in size. Authorities now going door to door. Major news tonight in the Jeffrey Epstein case, Ghislaine Maxwell's 2016 deposition now made public. More than 400 pages in what Maxwell repeatedly says. And news tonight about the police officers charged in the killing of George Floyd. A judge dropping one charge against Officer Derek Chauvin.
ABC News World Headquarters in New York. This is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and it's great to have you with us here on this Thursday night. And tonight, the final debate. The presidential candidates facing off on the same stage for the last time, with just 12 days now until Election Day. At least 47 million Americans have already cast their votes. Now, that's 99% of the total early vote 4 years ago. And again, we have 12 days to go. In the meantime, to that new warning about election interference, U.S. authorities say Russia and Iran have obtained voter registration information and that Iran has used that information to send threatening messages to voters. Tonight, state and local elections officials have been warned to patch their systems. And here's our Chief Justice correspondent, Pierre Thomas.
Tonight, new details about alleged covert efforts by Russia and Iran to weaponize illegally obtained information about American voters.
We are not going to tolerate foreign interference in our elections or any criminal activity that threatens the sanctity of your vote.
Sources telling ABC News that two of America's primary adversaries successfully penetrated voter registration databases at the local level, along with gathering voter data from publicly available sources.
We have already seen Iran sending spoofed emails designed to intimidate voters, incite social unrest.
While authorities see Russia as the greater threat, intelligence officials point to those menacing emails allegedly sent from Iran to Democratic voters in Florida this week under the name Proud Boys. One saying, "You're currently registered as a Democrat. You will vote for Trump on Election Day, or we will come after you."
It was scary, and knowing that they're using this information and blasting out emails to intimidate people is not comforting.
Some of the Proud Boys, which critics describe as a racist organization, have openly supported President Trump's reelection. At the first debate, the president failed to forcefully denounce them.
Proud Boys, stand back and stand by.
Bipartisan alarm about the attacks.
They want to destroy our democracy.
But Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe accused of playing politics when he failed to make any reference to the threats against Democratic voters, only portraying President Trump as a victim of an Iranian smear campaign.
I think we have to be very careful about any statements coming out about the election from the intelligence community at this time.
So let's get to Pierre Thomas. He's with us live from Washington tonight. And Pierre, we got two questions for you tonight. First, federal authorities, as you reported there, have reached out to local agencies, encouraging them to patch any holes in their system. And this question, if adversaries were able to get in, I know authorities are now trying to reassure Americans that their votes will be safe.
Yes, David. Federal authorities reached out to state officials, warning them to be on alert. But all my sources are saying none of this should affect your ability to vote. There's no evidence bad guys can impact the systems that record your vote, David.
All right, Pierre Thomas, we know you'll stay on this, Pierre. Thank you. And with early voting underway across the country and with so much concern over how to vote safely during this pandemic, Again, our partners at 538 have put together an easy-to-use state-by-state guide on voting both in person and by mail. You can go to abcnews.com/WNTVote2020. Meantime, the coronavirus, of course, will be a major issue on that debate stage tonight, with cases, hospitalizations, and now deaths rising across the country, surging across the South, the Midwest, and elsewhere. Nearly 1,000 Americans passing away from COVID in just 24 hours. Tonight, the FDA has now approved the first drug to treat COVID-19. Hospitalizations rising in 40 states, six now, hitting record highs. The Billings Clinic Hospital in Montana doubling up patients and converting offices into COVID rooms. Patients on ventilators at the crowded El Paso Hospital. And tonight, we remember more than 222,000 lives have now been lost. And also that news from the FDA about remdesivir, that treatment for the virus. Doctors have been using it experimentally. Tonight, the FDA has now fully approved the drug. Here's our chief national correspondent, Matt Gutman.
Tonight, El Paso's biggest hospital slammed. They're four to a room in the ICU. COVID patients flipped on their stomachs to help them breathe.
New daily cases spiking about 450% since October 1st. The mayor pleading with residents.
We need your help to stop the spread. Please stay home when possible.
The state sending in over 700 medical staff by the weekend, five ambulances, and even hospital beds. COVID landing hard in the heartland, beds filling in Michigan, and this ER doctor worries it's about to get worse.
I have great fears that we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg.
Nearly 1,000 deaths reported across the country tonight, the deadliest day in 3 weeks. Montana also notching a record number of cases. The ER at the Billings Clinic is the busiest in the state.
What does it mean when you have 10 or a dozen people waiting for a room?
It just puts additional stress on staff.
And somehow manager Brad Von Bergen found rooms for all of them. But his daily battle against the virus is deeply personal. In July, his sister, his stepfather, and then his mother became infected.
3 weeks later, she passed away. She was brought into the hospital, admitted. As a family, we decided to bring her home in.
And across the country, officials say COVID is being spread by young adults, crowded in bars like this in Billings. We showed Brad the video.
What do you make of that? Nobody's masked. There's no social distancing.
Yeah, it worries me because what I see there are 10 patients. I see people that go to their families and their parents, and they pass it on.
The pictures from across the country tonight. Matt Gutman back with us. And Matt, the FDA today approving the drug remdesivir as the first official treatment for COVID-19.
It's basically the gold seal of approval, David. It means that the agency recognizes that remdesivir is relatively safe to use and that it's effective in shortening the duration of the virus. And that means it can free up more beds at slammed hospitals like the one behind me. David.
And a reminder, we're heading into the colder season with that snow falling on you there in Montana. Matt, thank you. Now to the evacuations tonight, the wildfire emergency in the West, red flag warnings across six states tonight, one fire in Colorado exploding in size overnight. Authorities are now going door to door. Strong winds fueling the flames. More homes are threatened tonight. ABC's Clayton Sandell now from Colorado.
Tonight, Colorado is burning. The East Troublesome Fire exploding overnight west of Denver, growing six times in size to 125,000 acres.
You got flame lengths jumping off the top of the ridges, you know, 300-400 feet.
Under a dark orange midday sky, they started evacuating the town of Estes Park. The entire town of Grand Lake forced to flee overnight. Sheriff's deputies racing door to door.
It's pretty scary. Everybody I know, all my friends, we got out, we called each other.
The fire is burning 6,000 acres an hour.
We planned for the worst. This is the worst of the worst of the worst.
It's now the fourth largest fire in Colorado history, already forcing the closure of all of Rocky Mountain National Park. Less than 12 miles away, the Cameron Peak Fire also burning. It's the largest in state history. The Calwood Fire also forcing families to make dramatic escapes. Seven fires now scorching the state, burning more than 375,000 acres.
And David, right now it is the wind that is pushing these flames. You can see right here below me a home that is just on the edge of the fire here. They don't even know how many homes they have lost in this fire. The flames are moving so fast, they simply can't contain this fire right now. They're just trying to get people evacuated and save lives. David?
All right, we're thinking about so many people there in Colorado heading into the night. Clayton, thank you. The news continues, and to the Jeffrey Epstein case tonight, that key deposition from Ghislaine Maxwell, now accused of enabling Epstein, it's now been made public, a 400-page transcript, and what she repeatedly claims. Here's ABC's Adrian Bankert.
Tonight, a just-released deposition transcript gives a glimpse into what Ghislaine Maxwell said under oath in 2016, repeatedly denying any knowledge or participation in convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's alleged sexual abuse of girls. In a contentious deposition made public today under court order, Maxwell testifies, "I never saw any inappropriate underage activities with Jeffrey ever." And also claiming, "At the time I was present, the people that gave Jeffrey, men and women who gave Jeffrey massages, were adults over the age of 18. The redacted transcript stems from a 2015 defamation case brought by Virginia Giuffre, who accused Maxwell and Epstein in court filings of directing her to have sex with prominent men, including Prince Andrew, when she was a minor. In the deposition, Maxwell repeatedly claims Giuffre is lying about her, calling Giuffre an exaggerator, a fantasist, and an absolutely true, terrible person. Maxwell also claims not to remember this photograph purporting to show Giuffre, Prince Andrew, and herself. The prince, whose name is redacted in the transcripts, has denied Giuffre's allegations. Epstein died by suicide in jail while awaiting trial on charges of sex trafficking and conspiracy in New York.
And Maxwell is being held on charges of perjury and of helping recruit those young girls for Epstein in this Brooklyn jail. Her lawyers had sought her release on $5 million bond, but were denied. David?
All right, Adrian Banker tonight. Adrian, thank you. A Minnesota judge tonight has upheld 8 of 9 charges against the former police officers in the George Floyd case. Derek Chauvin, seen with his knee on Floyd's neck, still facing second-degree unintentional murder and manslaughter charges, though a lesser charge was dropped. The other 3 officers had all charges upheld, each facing aiding and abetting murder and manslaughter. The trial for all 4 is set for March.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wondered what you'd do with an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, or maybe show up for a friend? We often find ourselves wishing for more time, but the real question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The key to squeezing that special thing into your schedule is knowing what's truly important to you and making it a priority. That's where therapy comes in. It's not just about dealing with problems. It's about finding what matters to you so you can do more of it. If you've tried therapy, you know how beneficial it can be. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's a tool for learning positive coping skills, setting boundaries, and empowering yourself to be the best version of you. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And the best part? You can switch therapists at any time at no additional charge. So whether it's finding that extra hour for yourself or embarking on a journey of self-discovery, therapy can be a game changer. Take the first step with BetterHelp and make your mental health a priority. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/tonight to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tonight.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
There is news tonight about the mid-air death of a passenger on Spirit Airlines. Medical officials are now revealing that the 38-year-old woman became unconscious and died from COVID-19. While flying from Las Vegas to Dallas. This was over the summer. The flight had been diverted to Albuquerque. At the time, airport officials didn't know she was infected. Now they're saying it was COVID-19. There's no word on how many people on board may have been exposed to the virus. We are tracking that early winter blast across 7 states tonight, from Montana to Michigan. Heavy snow moving in, a dangerous commute home for drivers in the Minneapolis area and north of the Twin Cities. Up to 6 inches of snow expected in some areas, and brutal cold right behind it. Finally tonight here, the running man. He is America Strong. Tonight, 59-year-old Dan Egler from Dexter, Michigan, is on a mission. Stretching, lacing up his shoes, Dan is training to run 4 marathons in 24 hours this weekend.
The first words out of their mouth is, you must be crazy.
Dan is a cancer survivor and completed his first marathon last year. He also fosters dogs with his wife, Janet. This year, with fundraisers canceled because of the pandemic, Dan got the idea to run 4 marathons, about 105 miles, in 24 hours. His goal, to raise $50,000 for local nonprofits, Bark Nation and Wagon Tails Dog Rescue.
Both of them are completely volunteer-based, so every dollar that gets donated will ultimately go to support the dogs.
The team's there, grateful.
We are 100% funded off of the generosity of people like you who are touched by our story.
All the dogs that come into our organization go directly into the homes of our fosters.
You can follow Dan's progress on his website, Wagon Bark Race, and right here tonight.
Hi, David.
Dan telling us he's ready.
I know it's crazy. Cleo thinks it's crazy, too. But you know what? We're going to have fun. Have a good night.
You have a good night, too. Cleo with the cameo, and we're all rooting for you, Dan, and all those dogs you hope to help. Good night.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.